All righty.
Get on a debate with Jason Sab.
Jason Sab?
Yeah.
You want to debate him?
No. I'm here on Facebook going at it. Well, I've stepped down off my soapbox. But basically, I told him that his coffee was terrible.
Oh, okay. Over coffee, huh? Is that actually his coffee or just the coffee brand that he likes is what he would?
I think he bought it. Like, he likes it. So, yeah.
That's interesting. I saw a bag of coffee. I didn't know what the post was. I just seen like a bag of coffee.
Yeah, I started off
the Death Wish coffee.
Yeah, I got my coffee circle. This coffee is considered worse than decaf.
Oh man,
my understanding, over roast it. And then he made a comment. And then, I left a big comment.
Yeah. That's funny.
I succeeded.
Yeah, we should bring him on to debate, do a coffee debate show. It's the best coffee. I don't know. I'm not a big coffee drinker. I drink it. I'm not a big coffee drinker. And we are being recorded for our after. I just put it up there in case, you know, there was something good. But I'm not a big coffee drinker, but I do like the smell of coffee, and I like to have a cup, especially if I'm getting ready to drive somewhere.
Yeah, I drink way too much coffee now. Based on where I work. But I also have unlimited supply of good coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife is more of the coffee drinker than I am. She loves to drink her coffee. But she has one of them Keurig thingies, which...
Man, I don't use Keurigs.
Yeah.
Keurigs don't produce good coffee.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like, somebody brewing their own coffee beans.
I've roasted my own coffee beans.
Yeah.
Turned out, okay. I use an air popcorn popper. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And that is, I haven't done it in a while. It takes time. I can't do a lot, but I was looking at it, like, it was like $20 for their coffee, and I'm like, man,
that's crazy
expensive.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess you really have to be a coffee drinker.
I say that, and I've bought stuff. I've bought, like, stuff that's closer to $40, $50 a pound. But that's – for what they're offering, that's expensive.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of reading up on it. That's, like, no better than, like, a $12 a pound coffee.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Strong.
I'm always telling my wife, because she'll want to go to like Starbucks or I don't mind Dunkin' Donuts so much, but I mean, she'll want to go to one of those places to get a coffee. She'll say, you know, they got better. It's better coffee than the Keurig, but she'll say, I want to go get some coffee. And I'm like, why don't we just stop at Speedway? It's 99 cents. You know, well, it might be $1.29 now, but I'm like, it's a dollar. You know, you're talking like $2 or $3 for a cup of coffee.
$2 or $3, babe.
Maybe $4.
$4 to $5.
That's a lot of money for coffee. You figure, I mean, that's like,
I mean, so there is a hierarchy. Now, I'm not a big fan of Starbucks. And a lot of that is Starbucks. You got to get into roasting theory. So a coffee bean, when it's roasted, it cracks what they call crack twice. The first crack is when water inside the coffee bean has pretty much become steam, has no place to go as pressure builds and it pops. The second crack, which sounds like Rice Krispies when you pour milk in them. The first crack sounds like popcorn. The second one sounds like Rice Krispies. Well, you're actually destroying the cells in the coffee, and it starts producing oil. So they get kind of oily. That's where Starbucks starts their roast. Their blonde roasts are at that second crack. Most of the coffee I drink is before that second crack. And that's where the flavor of the coffee is more pronounced. Once you hit that second crack, you start getting into like the sugars breaking down and caramelizing. So you get a lot more caramel notes. But it's also easy to get a lot of burnt notes, burning, sometimes maybe more herbal, like dirt notes, flavor notes.
Yeah.
And by that I mean is like when you drink your coffee black, these are the types of flavors that do it. So like one of my favorite coffees is an Ethiopian, and it's from an area called Yegershef. And they had a coffee for a couple years here at a local roaster, and it had a profile of blueberries, red tea, and something else. And you put that in a mocha, dude, it was like you're drinking a chocolate blueberry coffee. And they're not even like, this is not like adding blueberry syrup to it. This is just the natural flavor of the coffee that is properly roasted coming through in it. It was a beautiful thing. And that's why coffee is the nectar from God.
That's going to make for an interesting bonus.
Make sure we send it. Send it to all people.
That's right. Well, man, I guess we'll probably get off here.